This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
So we're going to look at the broken systems now. Okay, well, first of all, the broken systems, we don't see them as often, but they're out there. And when I look at the box of the broken system, I see the lid is closed. And the lid has masking tape on it, which is keeping it closed. So in the broken system, they're easy to enter, but they're difficult to get out of. You know, and there's a closeness that takes place on many levels, whether it's physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And sometimes you might physically get out, but emotionally you're still caught in the system. Right. And so you take the system and the tapes from within that system with you. So you have the broken systems inside.
Okay.
And then you have, so let's look at the sides of that box. You have absolute rules. And these rules create shame, guilt, and frustration. You know, I feel bad. It's not just I feel bad, but it becomes I am bad. And the rules are maintained at all costs. You have the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law. Then you have the side, which is the disregard for the individual. This is where the person has to become a clone to be a part of the system. Or the message is, you know, there's no regard for you. I remember seeing the movie The Great Santini, the military man, the Marine. And the son says to him, well, what if I decide I want to do something else with my life? And the father said, no, you will be a Marine. There are no options. You will be a Marine.
Right.
And so there's disregard for what are the characteristics of that individual. Another side is power. And it's not just power, but it's an absolute power. And only a select few have that power. And they let you know it. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy in charge. And back to the movie, The Great Santini, he said to his son once, I am God. I am the power. You will obey me. You will do what I say. And then finally, the final side of that particular box is it stifles personal development and growth. Creativity, uniqueness, being able to think, it's seen as wrong, as an act of rebellion. We will all vote for this candidate.
Right.
Or else you are a sinner or you are bad.
Right.
You are wrong. So then what happens to the person in that broken system? First, they have to become a clone to survive. You're not going to survive if they don't follow the rules. You don't want to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. They feel like they don't have any choices. Sometimes in the Christian community, we hear the words, God has not freed me to leave the situation. Well, sometimes they're caught in that system. Or I have to do this. I have to ride in the company car. Now, in the missions community, you don't ride in a company car, but
right.
but in the diplomatic community, you might do that. So it's back to the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law. The person within that system, they're afraid to leave. They're afraid to leave. They're afraid that, you know, if I leave, what are my friends going to think about me? What's my family going to think about me? What is my church going to think about me? What is my government going to think about me? Mm-hmm. If I leave the military system, what is God going to think about me? They might become defensive. And most of all, I think they become paranoid. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to trust people to talk about what's going on.
Right.
Then there's an ultimate system, which I call the sick system. That one is the lid is locked down with duct tape. I mean, it is shut down.
It's tight.
It's tight. And there is no room for creativity. There is no room for anything. It's tight. Mm. there's where the rules aren't just absolute. They have now become warped. They're rigid, and the system is turning in on itself.
Well, perhaps I could just stop you briefly. When you say that the rules are not just absolute, they're warped, do you have any sort of examples that you could perhaps give us?
Yeah. Like, for example, I heard of one international system organization that was struggling financially. And I couldn't believe when I heard this story, but they swear it's true.
Right.
They got a memo and said, okay, you will use so many squares of toilet paper now when you go to the restroom.
Okay.
That will save us money. So now that rule is warped. It's ultra micromanagement, you know.
To the nth degree. And
you sit there and you go, what? You know, it's crazy. And then something else that happens is one side of that system is they become callous to the individual. It's like now, not only is the individual not hurt, but they're blamed for creating the problem because they named it. They named the problem. I remember several years ago talking to a system that I would classify as a sick system. And I was talking about the characteristics of third culture kids. And later, someone came up to me that was in administration with this particular international system. And they said, you know, we never had problems with our kids until you started talking about third culture kids. So we're going to shoot the messenger. Or sometimes we will see in organizations where if the person who named the illness will go away, then we're going to be okay. But it doesn't happen. And so then the individuals within that system start to doubt their own instincts and what they're really feeling. Another side of that box for the sick system is power. And now power becomes the weapon. You will buck up and don't be a baby and whine about this. Or God told me to tell you and you will do this. And again, there's strong paranoia. So what does the person look like that's in the sick system? They're deeply, deeply wounded, way down to the very core. This is where sometimes they end up in my office as a therapist, where they've been deeply wounded, where they're confused about their self-worth, about their values, their identity, their belief system. They're depressed. They're highly anxious. Sometimes they're even suicidal because they can't figure out how to get out of it. And they have a false guilt. I read in a book, How People Grow by John Townsend and Henry Cloud. Mm-hmm. I read this statement. Guilt pushers do not like to get rid of guilt, for they fear that if people do not have guilt to stop them, they will do whatever they want. So it's run by guilt and a lack of trust. And it's not even guilt from God. It's guilt that's imposed. So then there's shame and feeling trapped within the sick system.
Well, Lois, what is the fallout then of growing up in a sick system?
I think the child ends up with a lot of tangled messages, a number of tangled messages. And for example, for in the missionary kid growing up in the missions community, I think the ultimate tangled message there is God and the system are one. They're one entity. And, you know, I see it as a fine gold necklace, you know, with the little tiny links that's all tangled up in a tight knot. And to try to untangle, it's like what messages belong to God and what messages belong to the system. That is difficult.
Right.
And so the first thing is God and the system become one. Something else that I see that happens because of that is how you see the system is how you will see God. If you see the system as very controlling and warped, you're going to see God as controlling and warped.
Right.
Another message is if you go outside of the rules or expectations of the international system, then you're disobeying God because it's all tangled up into one. Or if you go outside the rules or expectations of that international system, you have left the true faith. You have left your roots. How dare you do something like that? And then finally, there's a strong code of silence growing up in a Sikh system. There's a silence, a strong silence about the pain that they went through or they're going through. There's a silence about what others are experiencing. And there's a silence about the mission or the international community. There's a silence about the international community. People don't talk about it, about what's going on. And if they need to take a break to try to figure it out, it's like, they're on medical leave. Uh-huh. I've heard about all these medical leaves, or they have decided to go to another station, yeah, or another field. And then ultimately their view of God is distorted. The view of life is distorted. The view of themselves is distorted because they don't trust themselves anymore. And their view of the international agency is distorted. So it can be a big mess.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.